Hello and welcome to Ascension Day, the Warhammer 40,000 Gene Stealer Cult podcast. Today I have with me Alex McDougall returning again to the show. Alex, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, that's amazing to hear. And whenever Final Day was released, I'm going to say you were the first person I thought of, because I remember the first time we spoke when you were on the show, that was something you, because it was, we were still in our index days, and that was something you were like, yeah, I hope we have Tyranid soup. Like, Forces of the Hive Mind was always like my jam whenever you start playing GSC. And then I know when we spoke after the Codex came out, that was like something you were pretty bummed about. Well, obviously, GW was listening and said we can't make Alex sad. So Santa came early and brought you the Final Day Grotmas attachment. So from the get-go, like from day one, how are you feeling about it?
I feel great about it. I kind of had given up hope that we were going to get a mixed attachment. I don't know if they had thoughts or issues with like maybe balance and that it might be too challenging, but if they did have that in mind, I mean, they did it well, where like it's soup, but it's like restrictive soup. Mm-hmm. Like I can definitely see a pretty cancerous list where you're like, what's your list? You're like, well, it's six laser trucks and three exocrines, and like oh, that's getting pretty gross. But like the fact that I don't know, I just like the whole design of it. I think Design Space, this might be one of the most creative detachments they've made. It's very nuanced. It's very like big brain. The buffing mechanics make sense. They're kind of lore based. It really is sort of all the things that I would want in a detachment. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I found out that it was soup, I started reading the rules. Every rule was like a surprise. It was like, I did not think that especially since we had a soup detachment that was awful. That's kind of like what I was expecting. Like my bar for a soup detachment was just so low that when I was like, okay, it's going to be Forces of the Hive Mind, I'm sure it's bad. It's like every rule was like, wow, this is super interesting. And like immediately, you know, I know mine, I'm sure yours and all the GSC mains, like brains just started chugging with like all the possibilities of ways that you could flex this detachment.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of like initial thoughts, what are some... Sorry, that was my dog just having a panic attack. What are some of the archetypes that you could see with this attachment?
I think it's flexible enough. You could kind of do whatever you want, really. Like, it's the buff is a fairly restrictive loophole. The fact that you have to get the Tyranids within 6 inches or 9 inches of the enemy. So, like, you know, it's not easy to do. But it's a plus one to hit to shooting and melee, so you can kind of do what you want. I could see like a full pressure, blow the doors down, like in your face. You're using pure strains that infiltrate. You're using Von Ryans that infiltrate. You're using Raveners that are fast. You've got a plus one to your charge and reroll a charge out of, like, I guess it's not even out of deep strike. It's just whenever you want. But so you could do like pressure from deep strike as well. You could just do all melee, and I think it would work. I think you could go fairly heavy shooting where you've got 5 to 6 ridge runners, maybe even some rock grinders with las cannons, because like their biggest issue is that they were hitting on 4s. Don't have to do that anymore. And then neophytes. Like, rerollable 4s is really good. One of them gets sustained, so you're kind of baby host of Ascension. And then you could do a mix of the two. And that's where I've ended up. I've got a little bit of everything. And I don't know what's best, and that's great.
Yeah. It definitely felt like at first I've been so back and forth with this attachment. So like initially I look at it and it's like, oh, it's not that good. And then I think about some more, like, oh wow, there's some really good interactions. And then I think about like the rest of the meta as a whole. I'm like, oh, I don't see a way that this really slots in and carries its weight. But then like I could see like how you could make a list that does a, it's just, and I don't know. And I think that that's really speaking to the detachment, that it feels so open-ended that
yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's a right answer right now.
Yeah, I don't know where it will lie in like overall power level. It's not obvious. Like you could just look at Shatterstar for Necrons and you're like, yeah, that's really strong. That's probably not okay. This one is not so obvious, but I think this might be one of the highest skill expression armies. I have a feeling, given another 3 months of this, that some people are going to try it and it's not going to work, and some of the high-end players are going to like tear people apart with this.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many weird little tricks, and there's going to be things where you will get punished by missing half an inch.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a bad positioning with your gargoyles, so you don't get your plus one to hit, or you misposition your synapse creature, and they're not able to get into a position where you can like buff whatever you want on the Tyranid side of things because you missed your auras. Like there's so many little things where like I think it can fall apart, but if the machine, all the cogs in the machine are working correctly, I can see this being extremely powerful.
Yeah.
I think one of its most obvious powers is that GSC pays a premium on their units because you're getting them back.
Mm-hmm.
But as a percentile, you like some of your army is pointed as if it's not coming back, but you're still getting a full 10 resurgence points.
Mm-hmm.
So as a, like, again, as a percentile, that you're getting more back than you would if you were a 2000 point army. Like if you just split right down the middle and got 1,000 points and 1,000 points, 1,000 points is already pointed as if you're not getting anything back, inserted into an army that's going to get like 400 points back.
Yeah.
So I think that's the obvious strength. But there's just so many weird little movement and clever little things you can do that are going to make mission play nuts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, on that, like, particular note, something that obviously that, like, stood out to me regarding that is Aberrance, and specifically, like, a Brick of Aberrance, because I think a Brick of Aberrance kind of has a home in this attachment if you want to go down that route, because A, they're going to be plus one to hit, which is huge. That just makes the unit obviously a lot more lethal. They love being twin linked. And you don't, it's not as much of a feels bad if you want to spend the 8 Xeno bucks on getting the brick back. Because, like you said, a third to a half of your army doesn't care about Xenobucks at all.
Yeah.
They're operating independently with the rules that they have baked in and the rules from the detachment. So you could write a list that is a lot less Xenobuck dependent or you have like a set game plan of where those points or where those points can go. That doesn't feel as punishing as if you were playing like Brood Surge or Host of Ascension or Xenocreed or whatever, where it's like, well, shit, I really don't necessarily want to bring these 20 neophytes back because it's going to affect the rest of the 2000 points of my army. Which is a really interesting way of like going about like thinking about how the GSC army rule works with the detachment rule. Mm-hmm. which I think is just another like feather in the hat of this detachment. So regarding the different the different ways that you could utilize this detachment, like could you just like share your thoughts on like a broad strokes what these archetypes could be that you could see?
Yeah, I definitely can see going. I think the one that will probably be the easiest to play is relatively low on Tyranids and mostly shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like kind of the obvious one, because like I said, we can basically do the Host of Ascension thing. Ridge Runners hitting on twos, gross. And then you can do everything that you could do in Host of Ascension. You can have a unit that drops down, hits on fours, ignores cover, has an extra AP, has full rerolls to hit, and can have sustained on one of the units. That's essentially everything Host of Ascension can do. I could see two units of Neophytes coming in and doing that. And then a bunch of five-man Acolytes, and just the other general good stuff. And enough combat to do keep your opponent at bay. You can also go full combat. The combat in Tyranids is pretty good. It's like a pack of six Raveners hitting on twos is gross. I've been playing Vanguard Nids forever now, and that is like one of those things that always just shocks people. But like 42 attacks out of those six models, and you hit 35, and then you wounded 32. What the hell?
Yeah, because they're twin linked, right? The Raveners.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, between Pierce Ranger and Stealers, maybe a second unit of Pierce Ranger and Stealers, 3x3 Raveners, maybe, Elictors, Gargoyles, maybe a Moloch. It obviously really likes the up and down strat. What else?
Have you thought about a Trigon, just so that way you can get that native 6-inch deep strike to help, like, get that, and be able to spend the CP to get the guaranteed aura?
I'm not thrilled by him just as a data sheet anymore. The fact that he doesn't show up three, and now that they've basically said, like, hey, you just can't wrap it at six anymore, is a little rough. He seems like a little bit too expensive to be doing that, even at 150, because he's, as far as monsters go, he's basically made out of tinfoil.
Yeah.
But the main ones that I'm doing, okay, so I'll jump the gun here a little bit, and the Tyranid portion of the army that I have so far, and I think this will be kind of like the core, is I've got Deathleaper, a Parasite, two units of Gargoyles, a Lictor, a Neurolictor, and two units of Raveners. So all stuff that can move super quick, get in close, and get the plus to hit up. The Parasite, of course, is a big one, because I'm basically just going to run him forward. Maybe not run, maybe just fly, but he can pass through walls. get your aura of plus to hit, and then just dive him into the nearest gross combat unit that you don't want to deal with, and just kill him.
So that way you can use the plus one to hit, plus one to wound strat.
Yep. And then you can just deal with that so much easier. Plus one to hit, plus one to wound is an insane strat for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Like, if that's even just a unit of Terminators, even.
Oh yeah.
You toss the minus one AP on that from a Ridge Runner, and even like a unit of Hand Flamers will start doing really serious damage to it.
Oh yeah. You put it into like eight bound, or just that's relatively like annoying for us to kill usually, and then that just makes that so much easier. So I did notice in that core not bringing the winged Hive Tyrant is just the points premium on him a bit too much for this type of detachment.
He is quite expensive, and if I'm remembering, let me get the wording right, because I think this is fairly important. Winged Hive Tyrant abilities. Will of the Hive Mind. Yeah. So he only gives you the CP reduction on stratagems that affect tiered units. Mm-hmm. So he can't make. He kind of can't make the best ones free.
Yeah. Like the twin linked and stuff like that. Yeah.
The twin linked or the reroll charges and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess he can actually do 4 of the 6, but I don't know how often you're going to do it. And it is kind of a bummer that his relic essentially just brings him back to where he is in Tyranids. Because we don't have the strength boost because we're not.
Yeah, there's no synapse. Yeah.
Yeah, no synapse, no shadow in the warp. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's wrong. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of experimentation going on. I just see him less as a utility piece that is buffing a large amount of the army and more of like a little bit of a liability. Because even in Vanguard, I always find him just a little bit pillow fisted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, only 6 attacks on his main.
No rerolls. Yeah. I think the thing is that the combat output of this army can be so high out of certain units that he does feel like a little bit of a waste.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he's 225 points for 235 points, I can have a Patriarch that can't get overwatched with full rerolls to wound given the right target, like with a unit of gargoyles nearby.
Yeah,
like that unit will mulch just about anything in the game. It's messed up.
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Especially 100%. If you already hit that unit with a pre-existing character and got +1 to hit, +1 to wound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just throw them at Magnus, and you're like, we don't even need to roll this. Just pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. It's whenever I've been experimenting putting him in my list, it's always like just felt bad, just like going through. Like the points I'm spending on characters, which I'm, you know, playing GSC, I'm used to spending a lot on characters, but like just 225 points on him, like
that's a lot.
Yeah,
and he's not as fast. People that have been playing the Hive Tyrant and have been kind of accepting of him, the second he's not in Vanguard anymore and he doesn't get advance in charge, he feels a lot worse.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah. Okay. So, I guess going back, I know we jumped the gun a little bit, but going back, so, you know, we talked about a pressure and shooting. Personally, I'm interested in a more shooty GSC with NIDs basically enabling the faction wheel. So, we've talked, you know, there's talks of like laser cars, neophytes. Even some guys are experimenting with acolytes with bombs because now we can get those guys to hit on 4s. Where are you kind of lying within that paradigm?
I'm very much down the middle. I'm very mixed. I have a bit of shooting. I have a good amount of combat. I think in every single GSC detachment, I think 5 Ridge Runners is just like correct.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they got nerfed in the data slate. They are very good. Mm-hmm. They're like weirdly durable for what they do. Their output is good. They also just cut, even if they weren't that great, like let's say they went up even another 10 points, which would probably be too much. They just sort of do a thing. The list. It's the only thing that does that thing. I need decent firepower, preferably anti-tank at range. If I don't have those bridge runners, my opponent could just sort of like put their units in the open and there's nothing I do about it. So that's, I think they should just be in like every list. Like even my Biosanctic list that was just them and then pure punching, I still think they were necessary. So in this list, that is most of my shooting, but I think that should be in like every list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to change. And yeah, them hitting on 2s is so gross.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. And do you, and I mean, this is more of a, like outside of just final day, but do you find that being a more terrain based decision, or would you recommend that for any terrain that people are playing on?
I think the Ridge Runners are basically just necessary. It's one of the things where they got nerfed because they're in every list, but they're in every list because it's the only thing there is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Exocrines, where like, yeah, there's two or three Exocrines in like every single Tyranid list, but like, okay, what else are we putting in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Tyranifexes or Exocrines, all the other shooting is not great, unless you're like specifically Invasion Fleet Zoanthropes.
Mm-hmm. So, Neophytes within this list, I think it's definitely something that's super interesting. You know, as being a big, as mostly playing Host of Ascension, I find like my Assassination Edict unit to be really good, actually, and usually perform a lot better just with that, having that plus one to hit. Now, with every Neophyte unit essentially having big Assassination Edict, what are you looking at when it comes to Neophytes?
I currently only have a 10 man, but I can definitely see that changing. Like I said, I haven't played any games yet, so I am doing a little bit of paper hammer here.
Yeah.
Currently I have some Aberrants in my list, which might come out. I have a unit of Metamorphs in the list. I might not need both, because I technically have three combat bricks. I've got the Aberrants, the Metamorphs, and the Pure Strands. I don't need know if I need all of that. Mm-hmm. If I was to take the Aberrants out, I would have the points to take my 10-man and bump it up to a 20-man and almost afford a Primus. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely see that. It's also just, that's the Neophytes in the 20-mans is where you can start pulling off the really cutesy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's so, again, like we've been hinting at, there's just so many like weird little nuanced things that you can do. Deep strike them in a spot where they're like dangling past a wall so that your synapse creature can see them and then kill them back behind the wall to then heal the unit you want to give, if you even need to heal it, but to give them the plus two or the plus one to hit. That unit can string out. You can feed off of them multiple times. There's no limits to how many times you can target the same unit. You just have to keep using a different synapse creature to do it. There's other really funny things of like the order of operations. Like, let's say you had a unit that only has like two or three models left, like a 5-man acolyte unit that took some random bolter fire. Kill it and then regenerate it on the far side of the board.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I need it, it's turn four and you don't have any deep strikes yet and you get behind enemy lines, you're just like, oh, that unit, it dies. Cool. I'm going to recycle that one and throw it to the backboard right now. And I guess my Ravener's hit on twos now.
Mm-hmm.
Or I healed my Lictor or something. Mm-hmm. There's just so many cool little things you can do with it. I think the nice thing for the GSC, as far as like what you want to put on an objective, because when I was at Worlds, I struggled with that a little bit of like, what do I actually sit on an objective? And the Lictor and Neurolictor are so much better to be putting on objectives in No Man's Land than like anything you can put on with GSC.
Oh yeah.
Fights first lone ops that like are actually not that pillowfist, like can, you know, precision out a character, like relatively no problem.
Yeah. That's the other thing is like if your opponent did have like deep strike or something, a couple of random bolter shots, and you're like, well, that's the Kellar Morph dead, got it.
Yeah.
The Kellar Morph is okay, but it just doesn't do any damage. It's just annoying to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like Neurolictors, Lictors, Death Leaper, great on the mid board. That's something you can throw out early rather than a lot of times what I was doing was just like, well, I have a 5-man Aberrant and I guess they're kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please attempt to kill that. Or like
towing
on with a truck or a Ridge Runner or something. Something I still don't really want to put out there. And that just allows you to like play a rangier game where you're like, that's the stuff that you have to come within 12 inches to kill. And now I get to do something about it when you get close.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at this detachment as a whole, how do you think this is slotting in to the wider meta. You know, right now, Rot Mist attachments are kind of like influencing a lot of what people are kind of thinking about taking, and especially with like LVO kind of right around the corner. So like stuff like Star Shatter, obviously Custodes, you know, off the back of WCW, the changes to Ultramarines. Do you think that in a meta where just big strong guns are kind of everywhere, that a detachment like this can succeed?
Oh, absolutely. I think this this just has so many tools. And there's so many things in the game that are going to be popular, I think, that this just has an answer to. It has damage in multiple phases, so you can kind of get around like something like Folger's List, where he's got one phase of the 4+ Feel No Pain. Do you eat a bunch of las cannons without Feel No Pain, or do you eat a bunch of +1 to wound, full rerolls to wound, mortal wound, gene stealers? Like, take your pick.
Yeah.
It does. I think this has enough shooting and combat to do something into that Custodes Dreadnought list, which I think is a bit of a sleeper right now. I think that detachment is a lot better than people are. I haven't heard anyone talk about it, and I was like, that seems really scary. This list is really good into Shatterstar Necrons.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ignores, for the most part, it ignores about three of their stratagems.
Yeah.
I don't care about you reducing damage, because my damage is either coming in batches of damage 1 or damage D6 plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about -1 to wound most of the time, because most of my stuff isn't strong enough to be tougher than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are stronger than you are tough. There's another one that I'm misremembering as well, but there's a couple things that they just don't really get to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this also just has enough like volume that it can deal with orcs. I just like, there's so many things. You're like, you have the movement tricks if you want it. Like, fallback and charge is very good. Up and down is very good. You have distinct specific damage spikes of reroll wounds and +1 to hit, and rerolls to wound and +1 to hit and wound with characters dying.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, if you gotta make that charge, having a reliable charge is huge. Playing an army that is very combat heavy, I have no idea how many times I have lost of just being like, well, failed the charge.
Yeah.
Dang. That's, anyway, that's 300 points sitting in front of you doing nothing. Would you like to kill it next turn? That's why I think I was so successful at Worlds with Biosanctic, was just that reliability of like, no, this has to happen. I am doing +4 to charge. I'm going to make this charge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, I think like going back, like having loan ops that aren't made completely out of paper, like, can just really change the way that we're able to play the game just on that alone.
Yeah. Like, no, the lictors are massive, and Death Leaper is like such a dickhead in that list.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, oh yeah, you have to come get him or he's going to sit on the objective the entire time. And I'm going to punish you when you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's tough enough, like 6 wounds, toughness 6, 4+ invulnerable save. He does have an armor save. If if he gets cover, he's really obnoxious to get rid of, which means he probably won't get picked up by something that's bad. He'll probably get picked up by something that's valuable. And you're like, that's awesome. +1 to hit, +1 to win rest of the game.
Yeah.
He is probably the most auto-included in the entire list.
Yeah, out of everything, just make sure you have Death Leaper, and then everything else is we can debate about. So you kind of already hinted at a list you're working on. What do you got workshop so far?
So I think I already said the Tyranid side, which is the Parasite, Death Leaper, Gargoyles, Lictor, Neurolictor, and 2 Raveners. I kind of want to fit a third Ravener unit. I kind of want to fit another Lictor, but we'll see what happens. This is the start. And then the GSC side, I have a warlord with the Overwatch upgrade, of course. I have two Biophaguses.
I'm sorry, not one. Who, what, which you said, which character was that with the no the Overwatch?
Patriarch.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I have two Biophaguses. I am not sold on two Biophaguses. I like one. Like I said, I'm going a little bit more combat heavy. Mm-hmm. So the one Biophagus has sustain. He can either go with the 5-man aberrant unit that I have or the 10-man metamorph unit that I have. Mm-hmm. Both of those two are both going on the hybrids and the aberrants. Depending on the profiles that I'm about to play into, they will swap to see who gets the sustained or not.
Gotcha.
Two 5-man acolyte flamer units, just with hand flamers right now.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-man of neophytes. I am mostly using them for sticky and for feeding. They get the most models back, so they might just hang out around the back and constantly be getting eaten and then just regenerating their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the aberrants. We've got two ridge runners, obviously with spotters and lasers, so hitting on twos. We've got one ridge runner with the mortar, because ignoring cover is very good. I've got a rock grinder. I'm also going to try out the heavy mining laser, because hitting on threes makes it substantially better. And he obviously is actually decent in combat now, hitting on twos, because mm-hmm. normally they just have no support. And then 10 metamorphs and 10 pure strange gene stealers.
Nice. I feel like this is while being a bit more melee heavy, it's still, you know, you don't not have a shooting phase. Do you have when are you looking at trying to get this guy tested?
I have a game scheduled for Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I guess, what are your are there any units that after this game you're excited to try? I know you said about possibly putting in more Raveners or another Lictor. Are there any other swaps that you might be looking at depending on how this game goes?
Yeah, I think the first one that might come out is the Aberrant Biophagus unit. Mm-hmm. That'd give me about 185 points. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, I'm going to look at trying to squeeze in. At some point, I want to try the Moloch for sure. I kind of want to try another 5-man Metamorph unit, because mm-hmm. normally the thing is that the Metamorphs just kind of get overshadowed by the Acolytes because they get the reroll wounds, but that's not the case anymore. I can give that to them if they need it. Mm-hmm. I would like to have the 5-man to put into the Rock Grinder to give it Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Get it up the board a little quicker. I might genuinely do Aberrants and Biophagus out, and then a 5-man of Metamorphs and another Rock Grinder in.
Okay.
We'll see how the Rock Grinder performs on Saturday. Yeah.
And currently you have Clearance Incinerator on him?
No, I've got the Heavy Mining Laser.
You do have the Heavy Mining Laser. Okay, gotcha. I didn't know if that was something that you were looking at swapping or not. Okay, sweet. Yeah, no, that sounds like a really cool list. I'm definitely hoping to get some games in with this soon as well. So obviously this is kind of like, you know, kind of like your baby, you know, something that you've been really excited for a long time. Keeping like an open mind about it, do you think that this detachment could have the legs to be actually competitive viable, competitively?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't think its power level is like a problem. Mm-hmm. It might run into the problem where maybe Biosanctic or Vanguard is still better than either mm-hmm. of them, but I'm not sure about that. And I think it would be pretty comparable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all three of those detachments have legs into all of the current kind of menaces that we know are coming up.
Yeah.
They just seem to have the right tools. They play the mission really well. I don't see there being, unless I'm blind to something, I don't think there's any matchups I can think of right off the top of my head where I'm like, oh, that's just really bad and I would have to dodge that.
Yeah.
Because obviously you go to an event, you don't have to, like, technically speaking, you don't have to worry about, like, every single bad thing that you could run into. You're only going to play 5 games. Two, mm-hmm. 3, maybe even 4 of those might not be the things that you were specifically worried about.
Exactly. Like, I've been to events where the first 3 games I played was just, like, whatever the guy happened to have, like, lying around they wanted to bring to a tournament, which is, you know, just the nature of Warhammer tournaments sometimes.
Yeah. if you're really, really worried about how those armies are going to function, you probably only really need to care about the killer stuff by, like, day 2. You might catch it day 1, but sometimes that means that you took that person out of the running and your game 4 is not as challenging.
Exactly.
And sometimes there can be a thing like Shatterstar where that will be probably a very big problem for the meta, but it might not be that bad for this list.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, this list does some really weird stuff. I did the same thing with Vanguard into Shatterstar. I tried it as well. And all that power that just couldn't do anything because he can't shoot me outside of 6 inches. Congratulations on bringing in that unit that, like, hits on 2s and ignores cover and has sustained and lethals 5 and on and on and on and on. You mm-hmm. you walked in off the board edge, tough luck, you can't shoot me.
Yeah. It still has to be right here in front of my face. Yeah. No, yep. that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah, well, I am I'm super excited to see what you do with this, Alex. And I do want to say congratulations on your finish at WZCW. I did notice that you were the top GSC player there. So
by a whisper.
a win's a win. So.
Yeah.
I know that I try to remember his name. The guy from California was close on your heels. But yeah, no, really, really awesome performance there. I also want to say another shout out to you. Good job calling out Brood Surge as soon as the Codex dropped, because you stood behind that. You were like, oh no, this is Brood Surge is going to be the best detachment in the game. Whereas everyone was just writing off. It's like, oh, it's too simple. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. You're like, nah. Fast Aberrant's good.
Yeah, sometimes simple is good. You want to watch somebody, like, watch their eye, the light in their eyes die? Just, oh, you just killed this Pierce Strain Gene Stealer unit? Great. It is Deep Strike right next to you. That will be a 5-inch Deep Strike charge, and I have tagged 4 units immediately. I was dead 30 seconds ago. Whoops.
Huh. Funny army rule. Do you have any plugs you'd like to drop? Anything you'd like to shout out?
Just the usual Art of War 40K. I mean, everyone kind of knows what we're doing at that point. I don't need to get into details. And I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, Alex, thanks again, man, for hopping on. I really appreciate this on such short notice. And I will definitely echo Art of War. I know you guys are putting out videos in your app and on YouTube. I fully expect to see Final Day taking its time in the sun. So I'm excited to see what you guys do with the detachment. Any final thoughts?
I would say for my final thought on this detachment is just make sure you're patient with this detachment. I think it's going to be quite challenging to play, and I think your initial, like, experience with it will not be the final outcome of it. I think this is a very challenging detachment to play, and just give it time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the first run be like, ah, this sucks, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks again, Alex. And thank you guys for listening. If you would like to experience more of the podcast community, you could follow the links below, as well as I'll make sure to link Alex's coaching and his Art of War content that will be below as well. And thanks for listening, guys. All right. Have a good one.